Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Midweek, welcome to another Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry is once again with us today. Lindsay, question through on our website today. AskCoachPerry.com is where you can get yours in, by the way. And it comes from Kate. And Kate says, hi, I started running in August 2014 and did 700 kilometers from August to December. So far this year, have done 650Ks from January. This is going to be her first comrade. She says she ran her first ever marathon in East London at the Buffs. She did a 4:26 and did the Long Tom in 6:35. Planning on running the RAC 60 as well as the Wally Haywood Marathon on the 1st of May. Are two marathons and two ultras enough? And what sort of time can I aim for at Comrades? I wish for a sub 11, but I'm petrified because I've been a supporter at the 9 of the 10 Comrades that her dad ran, and she knows how tough this race is. Would appreciate any advice. Lindsay, what's the take? Is two ultras, two marathons enough?
Look, she's done enough training now, and she's about to go into too much training. So the RAC 60K is too much, so that's too far. Particularly based on the fact that she's done Long Tom, which is one of the harder ultras that you could do in the country. So I would encourage her to have a little rethink on that strategy, particularly if she really wants to do Wally Haywood, which is, I think, only a week, maximum 2 weeks after the RAC long run. I don't know the exact dates there, unfortunately. So I would cut that next long run from 60 to 50, maximum 55. But as a novice to Comrades, she's going to be fine and in fact better off on 50 than she will on 55. And if she does 50, then perhaps the Wally will be okay. But I'm always very loath, and especially with novices, let them do an ultra and a marathon or a marathon and a marathon within 3 weeks of each other. So my advice would be 50 to 55 Ks of RAC, and the weekend of the 1st of May, the public holiday when the Wally Haywood is, I wouldn't run further than 36 kilometers. She's done enough training up to now. The marathon time is good enough for a sub 11, and I think that she's well on her way to achieving that. But if she goes down the road she's going now, she may just be too tired to finish the job off on Comrades Race Day.
Yeah, Lindsay, and you make an important point, and you make it often here on the podcast, is you don't want to arrive at the start line of Comrades feeling tired and with heavy legs. So, Kate, I hope that advice helps. Good luck for the last few weeks of your prep and your build-up to your first Comrades Marathon. You know what it's about. Like you said, your dad's got his green number, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful experience as well. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for your time today. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.